Light of the Bhagavat, verse 26. Krishna enjoyed in the company of Lord Baladeva and the other cowherder boys, and sometimes sat with them on the same stone slab. And while sitting, they ate simple food like rice, dal, vegetables, bread, and curd, which they had brought from their homes and which they shared in friendly exchanges. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has expressed his willingness to accept fruits, flowers, leaves, and water from his devotee when they have been offered to Krishna in devotional affection. Krishna can eat anything and everything because everything is but a transformation of Krishna's own energy. But when there is a question of offering Krishna something, the offerings must be within the range of the eatables Krishna has ordered, because we cannot offer Krishna that which he has not ordered. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, cannot be offered anything beyond the range of good foodstuffs like rice, dal, wheat, vegetables, milk, and milk preparations and sugar. At Jagannath Puri, Krishna is offered such foodstuffs, and in all scriptures, the very same foodstuffs are mentioned everywhere. But at the same time, Krishna is never hungry, nor does Krishna require any food to fill his empty stomach, because Krishna is complete in himself. And yet, Krishna always mercifully eats the foods offered by his devotees in sincere affection. For example, the cowherder boys brought simple foodstuffs from home, and Krishna, who is constantly served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, is always glad to accept such simple foodstuff from his devotee friends. All the relatives of Krishna are his devotees only, and they are situated in different transcendental mellows as friends, parents, and lovers. Krishna derives transcendental pleasure by accepting services from his various grades of devotees, who are situated in various grades of rasas. And these transcendental rasas are pervertedly reflected in the material atmosphere, and thus the spiritual living being, out of ignorance only, vainly seeks the same bliss in matter.